I want to share this breaking news with you from the team down in Washington. Russia has transferred US dollars to settle coupon payments due back on Wednesday on two euro bonds. You remember the amount? $117 million. This according to people familiar with the matter. The story goes on to read, the people declined to be identified because they aren't authorized to speak publicly on the issue. A Treasury spokeswoman said US sanctions on Russia don't prohibit Russia from making these debt payments, mirroring a statement similar to the one that we got on Wednesday. I want to bring in Damian Sassar of Bloomberg Intelligence on this story. Damian, figuring this out piece by piece is really difficult. I know you spent a lot of time on it Wednesday, Thursday, again this morning. Run us through what's been happening here, where we've had difficulties, and what it might mean for future payments.
Yeah. So basically the $117 million, from what I understand, J.P. Morgan would have never sent those funds onto Citigroup if the U.S. Treasury had not authorized it to do so. So it seems to me that the U.S. government is fine allowing Russia to pay from non-sanctioned accounts to its foreign creditors. So it's not going to block that payment. It looks like Russia is fulfilling that payment, and those monies will hit the accounts today. I think the real question, Jonathan, that we need to ask is, why on earth would Russia pay U.S. dollar creditors coupon when it's trying to wage this war in Ukraine and its economy is suffering so very badly? So the answer, really, there's three cases. There's the conspiracy theorists who think that those bonds are owned by Russians, which I apply little faith to. There's the optimist that said, look at the timing yesterday. We were perhaps in a de-escalation, and Russia said, you know, maybe we'll buy some time here because we want to avoid default. I put little faith in that also. For me, I'm taking the pragmatist argument. The fact that if you look back to July of 2019, when Crystal X pierced the veil of sovereign immunity for the Bolivarian Republic of Venezuela, basically the Supreme Court upheld the Third Circuit Court of Appeals allowing private creditors to go after offshore assets held by not just the sovereign, but a quasi-sovereign entity, in this case, PDVSA's Citgo refining assets. And creditors will aggressively go after Russian assets offshore if the default actually is triggered. And so I think Putin's trying to buy himself a little bit of time, because the last thing he needs on his desk right now are creditors accelerating the process against all Russian assets located offshore.